Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1347. We'll learn it today. Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Rabbanan Zizel. Lila Nishmas, Blima, Basra Moshe, and Rafur Shalema, Tinoik Ben Miriam Zelda. Getting back to our Malacha, Ma'abed, salting. Okay, we're in the middle of going through the various different halachas, how ma'abed pertains to food, right? We've discussed the fact that min ha'Torah doesn't pertain to food, but midrabanan, the various different halachas that do apply to food. So we established the fact, the bottom line is you have a plate of vegetables, for example, radishes, cucumbers, and so on, and to salt them, if there's four or five together, roughly, one cannot do. We spoke about there's a category of, for example, eggs, which one would be allowed to do. We said that when it comes to cooked vegetables, it's a machloikis. You know, if somebody does a little bit just for taste, there is what to rely on. Okay, but be it as it may, the question comes up, what about if you get, is there such a heter? Let's say I want to salt my radishes. I have four or five radishes on a plate. Like we said, also the Mechaber said in our Simon Shinchof Aleph, Sif Gimel, also Lemloya Chaticha Sinoin, Arba Echomesh Biachad, you have radishes and you want to salt four or five together, that you can do. But let's say I'm going to eat it right away, right? I'm going to eat it right away. Is there a problem with that? In other words, we have such a heter, like we spoke about in Boirer, certain times there's a heter. In Toichen, certain times, grinding, there's certain times there's a heter, depending on the situation of right away. Do we have the heter of, good, I want to salt my radishes, four or five on the plate that I'm not allowed to, but I'm going to eat it right away. Could I do that? Is that a problem? The problem, one of the problems that come up is the Mishabura says, basically, he calls it Ad Shiyaziya Kadarkam, the sweat comes out, but it's a prickle, the pickling process is the issue over here. The Sefer Zocha V'Shama sort of translates it into the pickling process, which begins. But if I eat it like right away, I'll salt and then eat it right away. Maybe that pickling process doesn't really begin and maybe that will be okay. But says the Mishabura, no, we don't find that when it's usher to salt something, a certain vegetable on Shabbos, we don't find the heter of to eat it right away in that manner. There is a different heter which we spoke about, the metabol kolachas levada v'oichla, to dip it in and then eat it each piece one at a time, that you could do. But to do it in the way that it's also to salt a whole bunch of radishes, let's say on a plate, and eat it right away, that in that way, to do it the way that's not allowed, but I'll eat it right away, then that we don't find. Tells us the Mishabur and Sifkotin Yud Dalid, when you're doing it all together, right, you're salting them all together, I'm going to eat it right away. I'm eating the plate of radishes right now. In other words, I'm not going to wait for the pickling process to start, right? Again, that's the Sefer Zoch of Hashama teaches that up as pickling process, which we're not going to get into the whole thing, what exactly that means. But be it as it may, I'm not going to wait for anything to start. I'm eating it right away. Gamkein is also tells us the Mishabura that is also not allowed. If you're doing it the wrong way, there is no heter of eating it right away. Okay, so the other way also tells us the Mishabura. There's a lot of various different details when it comes to this, so we want to try and take it slow, step by step, and then of course we'll keep on going through practical applications and reviewing and so on. Tells us the Mishabura that what about one at a time? So one at a time, I'm not going to dip it in, but I'll salt one at a time. So that's already a machlekes. He does bring down v'chem in over there in Sifkat and Yadal v'chem bel Yarab because of the loyach tzimnoin oser afilu chaticha achas. If you take one radish and salt it, not dip it in, but to salt it, that would also be problematic. I mean, to dip it in, we saw, but the point is you have to eat it right away. You have to eat it right away. That's what the Mechaber said. El metabol kol achas levada v'oichli, eating it right away. Now, the Mishabura brings down, again, all in Sifkatan Yudalit v'masha oisam b'milcham achi aziyu kadarkam. Again, you're gonna wait and not eat it right away, right? You're waiting for the bottom line is the pickling process is starting. I feel my leach, even whether you salt it, oi metaba, which is again a machalikis if you're salting only one piece, but to dip it in that we saw in the Mechaber. But to salt one piece, that's a machalikis, but be it as it may, even to eat right away. But if you're gonna wait, I feel my leach, oi metaba chatichas, senoin chada, that's what he says, is osamidina, kein elab hataz. He brings this from the Taz. So that's an interesting point, important point to keep in mind. If you're going to wait, right, I'll dip in this one, right, this one radish that I'm going to eat, but I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to dip it in and I'm waiting. And then sort of like, if you want to say, like the pickling process starts. So even if you salt one or you dip in one, chada, one radish, right? This one radish, so there's also medina that you can't do because that's already the pickling process. This whole thing whereby we let you either to dip in or to salt one piece separately, which is a machlik, as we saw, but it's only if you eat it right away. If you're going to sit and wait, you know, well, I'm going to put my salt in it, let the salt soak in, that you can't do. It has to be eaten right away in any case, even a case where in time whereby it's mutter. And when it's also, we said you can't do it even to eat it right away. Now, I just want to read from these, again, we're working on the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yudalid, where he brings a lot of yesodos, a lot of very important facts in this, you know, how it's supposed to be done the right way as far as the salting goes, in the vegetables that are not allowed to be salted. Like we said, you know, the cucumber or the radish or whatever the case. Okay, he says, Magen Avraham Sifkat and Vav, B'Shem Abach, Kosev Gamke Nog, that the minig is Nog, Alma Shaloy L'molchem Klal, that we don't, in general, we don't salt. The minig is, he brings from the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Devach, that the minig is that we don't salt at all. You have a radish, we don't salt it. Even one. You'll say it's one, even one. We saw according to the Elio Rabbits also altogether. But even one, we don't salt. That's the minig. We stay away from salting, period. When it's a vegetable, you're not allowed to salt. I mean, an egg, you're allowed to salt, even a bunch of them, we saw. But if it's something like a radish or a cucumber, like we saw, or a garlic or something like that, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, those vegetables that you're not allowed to salt, even one to salt is not allowed, but it should not be done. I mean, we saw it's machlokes, but the minhag is we don't do that. El metabel kol echad, what should one do? Like the Mechaber said, the Shulchan Aruch said, El metabel kol echad b'melach v'oichel. You want to eat a radish, you want to salt it, fine. What are you supposed to do? Dip it in salt, I eat it. A piece of garlic, I don't know, a cucumber, whatever. I'm just giving an example from the examples that we gave. A piece of onion, I mean, I don't know how many people eat onion plain, but you want to have salt on it, you did metabol, like the Shulchan Aruch said, dip it in salt, kol echad, one piece, b'melach v'oichel, and then you eat it. Now we're going to see there's various different, it's just salting straight up. We're going to see there's various different things. What about if you put dressing on it? Does that help? Right? If I mix, I have a salad, then I'm going to salt the salad. I'm going to put dressing. So we're going to see how all those things work. We want to take it step by step. It's, you know, there's a lot of details when it comes to salting on Shabbos. The halachas of abed in conjunction with food on Shabbos. Just to sum up real quickly, what do we have today? We went a little bit back and forth, a little bit complicated, but bottom line is when it comes to a vegetable that you're not allowed to salt, and you're doing it, let's say, a few of them on a plate, there is no heter of eating it right away. You can't say, well, I'll salt my radishes and eat them right away. That doesn't go. It doesn't help. And in general, we saw, Mishnah Berurah brought down from the Magen Avraham, one should not salt at all these type of vegetables that you're not allowed to salt, even though it's one singular piece. But what should one do if one wants to eat these type of vegetables that can't be salted, but and they want to have salt on it, to dip it in each piece separately and to eat it right away? And if each person even dips in, the Mishnah Berurah said, one piece separately and lets it hang around, that you can't do either. You have to dip it in, you eat it. Again, in the vegetables that are not allowed to be salted. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.